Good morning, church. It's not very often that you guys are ready before I am. I'm just sitting there waiting. Happy 4th of July weekend and Independence Day. If you would stand with us, we're going to have a celebration in music. Three more times. We're going to break into clapping. It's okay to express yourselves. How many of you know that it is the year of Jubilee? It is the year of Jubilee. And the Jewish people have been keeping Jubilee ever since they entered the Promised Land. And I just learned... I need help. sorry. It's going to be okay, Willow. I was just going to tell you, they've been keeping track of jubilees since the Promised Land, and this is the 70th jubilee since they entered the Promised Land. That's exciting. Numbers are exciting to God. Seven is his favorite number. It's the number of perfection. And then when you couple it with 10, the number of completion, you get 70. So he's up to things in this earth. Yeah, that's all I have for that. Okay, now I'm going to give announcements. And I think the children can go to children's church. Oh, wait, Bonnie has an announcement before we do that.
Oh, I forgot my sheet. David, hold up my sheet, please. The big one. So next Sunday, right after church, I plan to have a parents meeting for all the kids that come back with me or anybody else who wants to know what we're doing back there and how it works. And maybe right after church, trying to keep it short, at the very bottom of that sheet, there's a list of things that I want to talk about. I would love to talk about whatever you want to talk about. But please come, even, you know, like I said, if you don't have kids and you're just kind of curious what we're doing, I'd love to have you. Your input would be greatly appreciated. Next Sunday after church. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, also next Sunday, we will be announced, Martha, I think, will be announcing the winner of the T-shirt competition. We had a bunch of great submissions, so thank you so much for participating in that. And she will show you what it looks like, and we'll give out little gift cards for the winner. I'm looking around to make sure nobody's signaling me for more announcements. There is a care team meeting Thursday, July 14th at Cindy's at 6:30. And again, we say this every time, but we would love to have you come and check it out. Happy birthday to all the people born in July. I mean to say that every month, and I always forget. But I think that there's cake here for you today. And I think that's all. Make sure you check out the rest of the announcements in our wonderful bulletin, assisted by Laurel and Brock. And we're going to have Steve come and lead us in a time of prayer requests and prayer. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We've come to that point in our service where we get to share what God's doing in our lives and maybe some needs we'd like to share with the congregation. I'm going to write them on the back of, Jamie didn't mention this, but we've got a new month, so we've got a new prayer calendar sitting out front. So I'm just going to add them to the back of that here. Hopefully I can read it later. So does anybody want to share? Oh, Linda. So Linda and Terry lost their son-in-law. Dave was his name, or is his name, I'm sorry, to a heart attack just in the last couple days. Really quick, young man, 49, that's younger than I am. So. Linda's sharing that the caffeinated beverages, especially the carbonated ones like Red Bull and such, can contribute to our health issues. So just be careful what you take into your body. It is a temple. Jan? So Jan shares that her grandson, is that right, Sean? Oh, a nephew. That his girlfriend is still ill with a lung condition and still battling that. And, Aunt Jan and Uncle Bob are witnessing and coming alongside of them. So let's be in prayer there. Ralph. We'll continue praying for Delaney. She did have her surgery. That surgery went well, but pain control has become an issue, and we think we're doing better there. And looking forward to physical therapy and recovery. Miss Cindy had a vehicle incident on the highway where she lost her bike off her car, so, but everything came out okay, and even the bike can be saved, so God's good. Thank you. Yes, Jess. So if you remember, a young man by the name of Ryan, he's battling a cancer, and our church has kind of come alongside and tried to support that, and Jessica was just sharing that his mom reached out to say thank you. Miss Linda? A hand clap for our worship team. Yep. I appreciate them too. When I was praying this morning, I was actually struggling. I wasn't expecting when I'm coming to church and I'm doing it out of habit or routine, and I was not expecting movement here. I wasn't expecting to be God for some reason. And praise and worship definitely turns that tide. So thank you, guys.
I have a neighbor, his name is Don, and Don is very near death, and I would like prayer for him. He's ready to go, he knows the Lord, but the last days are going to be tough. He's just miserable. And then secondly, I witnessed to a man Friday night and had a 3-hour conversation with him about God. And I pray that his name is Marty, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will witness to him and take what was said and get it deep in his heart, because he needs to know the Lord. And I laid out the plan of salvation clearly, and he didn't seize that opportunity, but I'm believing that someday he will.
That's right. We don't always get to to see the fruits of the seeds we're sowing, but it's definitely important to share that. Thank you. David? So David was reminding us that Bonnie had shoulder surgery. You might have saw her up here making the announcements. She's recovering okay, but he was just thanking the church for coming alongside and helping out. We provided a few meals and some encouragement and prayers.
First of all, I wanted to let you all know, in case you guys missed this, the Plosky family and Wycliffe have parted ways. It just wasn't working out, and they were not able to raise the necessary support. So I know that most of you know them, and they've become very dear to us, so we just need to pray for direction in their lives as Philip seeks the next thing, you know, the next directive for the Lord and the position that he has for him down the road, because he really doesn't have any idea what that's going to be. And the last thing that I think it's the last thing, and then he can pray, is I just want to praise God for all the men in this congregation that have served our country. Amen. I'm so it's just a somber thing to me. I appreciate you deeply, and I don't take my freedom lightly, and I praise God for you. And that's all.
We are blessed. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we do thank you that we live in these United States. Lord, we have our share of troubles. We have our share of pains. And we just look forward to celebrating this independence and the birth of this country tomorrow. We pray for safety. Our Cub Scouts are going to be in the parade, so again, we just pray for safety and a time of celebration, and remembering our history, the good and the bad, and just trusting in you for the future. Lord, we have our share of pains, personally and within our church family here. We do think of Dave in the loss of son-in-law, a husband, a father. Lord, we just pray for that family and pray that you'd come alongside them in this time of grieving. Just a loss for us. But, and we think of all the illnesses and the attacks on our physical bodies. We think of Delaney and Ryan and Megan. Lord, and even Bonnie and a brother by the name of Don that's about to go home. Lord, we just look forward to each movement of you, each glimmer of you, each sight of you in the way you're going to work through these things. We praise you for safety as we travel, and even the incidents like Cindy's bike falling off, that you were just in that, and that we get an opportunity to witness, like Martha talked about. So we pray for this gentleman that she was able to witness to, and just thank you for the encouragement that she shared that, and the example that she sets. And we all have these opportunities, so just look forward to taking advantage of those and you working through these things. We do lift up our friends, the Plaskys. Lord, it's admirable the way this family is leaning on you and just trusting in you wholeheartedly. And so let us come alongside of that. Be part of that in prayer and deed. Lord, you give us so much, and we do thank you for it all and look forward to your work, even right here in this service as we continue on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Steve. I hope you all know that when we have a long time of sharing like that, that is indication of relationships blooming and blossoming and us coming together as a church body. It's what we want, and God is all about relationships. So thank you, everyone, for sharing. And let's stand together and celebrate our country with a couple more songs before the message.
My eyes.
I thank you for each one in this room that gets to live in freedom. I pray that you would move their hearts to love the country again and cry out to you, the living God, for a return to righteousness and justice in this land. You have good plans for this country, for this nation, one nation under God. We thank you that we are here today in your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand if you want, or you can stay seated. Be thinking about how we're all called to serve, and what does that look like for you?
Breathe on me, breath of God. My spirit yearns for you. Hide me in your fathering arms. Fill up my longing soul. Flood over me like a river, my God. Immerse me in your living stream. Awaken the song that you placed in my heart. Spirit, breathe on me. Spirit, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God.
Week. I hope that you can look up, you know, we're all kind of face down. Just look up out of your own busyness and look at the broken world around you and ask yourself if you're doing enough, or if you're doing what God has for you in your own circumstances, because we're not. I'm not. And we are supposed to be filled with joy and life. That's how we draw the world to the Lord, is how he has transformed us. So let's go from here celebrating. We are in a free and beautiful country, and the world is looking for a reason to have hope and life. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Have a beautiful week.